T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We have 13 drive-by food pantries set up across North Texas. We're working with the North Texas Food Bank and the Tarrant County Food Bank and some of our other suppliers like grocery stores and others to meet the need. And we're seeing our numbers go way up in terms of who we're feeding. In addition, we have about 1,300 people who are in residential programs with us. And with shelter in place, they're there 24/7 now. And so we're doing a lot more feeding at our residential locations for seniors, for veterans, for people who are experiencing homelessness and for many different reasons. And so we've really stepped up our activities there.
You know, typically when we think of somebody going to a food bank for food, we think of someone living in poverty or completely impoverished. But it seems to me you're seeing a much more diverse crowd now in this current crisis.
We're seeing a huge rise in first-time people who have never come to our food shelters before. A number of food pantries have closed because of lack of product or not being able to staff with volunteers. They've lost their volunteers through all of this. And so we've taken on clients that typically have gone to other food pantries as well. So we're seeing a lot of first timers, though, which would say to me that middle class people, the working poor who maybe are barely able to make ends meet now are having a hard time doing that as well.
I know this current health crisis has taken its toll on a lot of North Texans' bottom line, but how has it affected the Salvation Army?
Salvation Army, we're projecting over the next 6 months in North Texas, we're going to take about a $6 million hit to our typical revenue. We've had to cancel 7 fundraising events that we typically have in April and May, along with increased expenses related to the services that we're providing based on this crisis. We've had to close all of our thrift stores across North Texas as well, and so we're receiving no income from those. So again, we've estimated our overall impact to be about $6 million over the next 6 months. So we are asking those who can still afford to give, during this crisis, that they very much don't forget the safety net agencies like the Salvation Army to make sure that they give as our expenses go up and our revenue goes down.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.